Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, also on Periscope at TotalTutor. And as a parenting coach, as an educator, this guest I've learned a lot from, enjoyed her on TV for so many years, so I'm excited to welcome her to Celebrity Nanny Jo Frost. Nanny Jo, thanks for calling, and how are you?
Thank you. I'm very well, and yourself?
Doing awesome, and definitely would tell you that I have watched, when I was watching your TV show, learned so much about how important consistency is in parenting. It's just something that I have 5 kids of my own, Nanny Jo, and if I wouldn't try some of your techniques, oh my gosh, it would be chaos.
I really appreciate that because it is about, you know, helping as many families as possible from all different walks of life. And, you know, that's what's wonderful about this brand new format. You know, Jo Frost Nanny on Tour is taking me across America, helping family, you know, and looking at families who are raising newborns right the way through to teenagers. And, you know, you see me travel around in that mobile office and it's become a great parenting tool for those other families in the community that want help too. So, you know, we provide these public service days so that families can come and, you know, get their help too.
Most definitely. And tell us how you started as a nanny. I wanted to ask that question. How old were you when you started as a nanny?
I was a teenager. And I've always connected with children and, you know, helping families. And God, back in the day now, you know, it's like 25 years or more, you know, one applies for jobs and, you know, you do different types of professional soul care jobs that have you looking after different families and, you know, making sure that mentally and emotionally those children are looked after in the family. And years of doing so, you know, led me to a place of recognizing that I was being asked so much advice as well because of my experience. So I started to consult and really help families that were struggling in certain sort of hot topic issues, you know, from eating to sleeping,
yes,
to learning how to play. And then here we are. Look at us, you know. It's been amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And parenting's such a difficult job. You need to have somebody else as the voice of reason, to say, you can do this. And that's what you've been able to do for the whole world for so many years on television. And now I guess the tables are turned a little bit in a way of a reality television show for you. You've been in reality TV before, but now, again, Nanny on Tour. What's different about this show than the other shows you've been on?
Well, I think what we are seeing, which is great, is the stability of me being open, educating with integrity. And that's, you know, very, very important. But Jo Frost Nanny on Tour is a completely different format in where it really allows me to be able to get underneath the skin of family, you know, the dynamics of family. You know, looking at every family member, we've got grandparents living with their grandchildren under one roof. You know, they call it the sandwich generation. We've got families that are now dealing with technology and how we monitor and regulate as we embrace at the same time. You know, this show provides this real educational tool of using the mobile office in different town squares and communities to help hundreds of families who come for that advice, you know, as well as the children. So opening up the age gap from newborns to teenagers, opening up with respect to what those issues are, means that, you know, I'm not just looking at toddlers who are misbehaving. We're looking at family and behind the scenes of how each unique family address universal, relatable issues in society. And, you know, for me, it was a very organic process of doing so. And I had a vision of what I wanted families to receive. And as a production company, you know, that vision I had the opportunity to do and signed in Up TV, a network that is family orientated in facilitating that. It was a great match, a great match.
Well, see, Nanny Jo, I think that's great that, again, you are taking control of your brand. Everyone recognizes you all over the world. I mean, you're like one of those known parenting experts that, my gosh, your name is mentioned all over the place. So to rebrand in a way to more and more reaching more and more families and showing how approachable you are, how, you know, I remember seeing you on TV, but only I could help a few families. Now you're able to help lots more, and you travel all over the country. So I think that's the really cool thing. And looking at answering questions that people that are on people's minds, aren't they, all the time? Simple questions.
Absolutely.
About homework,
yeah,
you're
completely correct. Yeah.
And that's,
absolutely. From all different walks of life, you know, and, you know, it's incredibly important to be able to do that. You know, I always say that I make factuality, you know. I'm helping families with real issues, and we have this unique opportunity to capture that and for other families to learn from that.
Well, I'm a tremendous fan of yours, and I mention you all the time in so many ways. And when I heard I had the opportunity to get to talk to you about this, and it's so great. It's your production company, so you're really looking at helping families, and it's not the okay. Let's get this 911 out. The kid, the whole family's broken. You're looking to make sure the families don't break before you come in now with all your stuff. And UPTV, when can you watch the show on UPTV? And explain us the platform and everything.
Thursdays, every Thursday. But for those that are wondering, go to uptv.com, because then you'll be able to get your local channel and you'll know where to find it from there. So uptv.com.
That's great. And I think you're so excited to have to be now behind the camera as well, letting this unfold and stuff. Before you didn't
have
the
creative control. I think for most people they knew, you know, obviously I'm producing because I'm creating the techniques that are necessary for the family. But you know, from families applying right the way through to the personal consultation that I give families after I've been to their home, you know, is what's important. It's the integrity of the whole process and making sure that I am helping families, and we're able to capture that, you know, as we produce, but to really help as well as make that very relatable to the families, you know, because we do become emotionally invested in the families that we're watching. We want to know, you know, how they're doing.
Yes.
And we are also so inspired. I mean, you know, I go in and I help these families, but it's truly these families that are inspiring to the millions who watch.
Absolutely.
Because they're the ones that do the work, and that's amazing.
That's why I do tutoring consulting. That's why I help families in all walks of life, and I look at you as a great mentor in so many ways of what you've been able to do with your brand. So where's the best place we can find information on you, Nanny Jo, and people can follow you, find all that info? Where can we go?
Thank you so much. You can go to joefrost.com. Or my Twitter account is Joe_Frost, where I help, obviously, and communicate with families there, too.
Well, Nanny Jo, you're awesome. Thanks again. Look forward to checking in on
this show.
And best of luck in all your ventures.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your kind words and support. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nanny Jo. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope at TotalTutor. And I'm so excited to welcome the program a celebrity from ABC's Dr. Ken, Dave Foley. Dave, thanks for calling, and how are you?
Hey, I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. And again, I completely remember you from Kids in the Hall. That must have been a tremendous ride that's led to your career, hasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was a great way to start. I mean, that was, you know, we were, you know, we were like a bar band that got our own TV show. You know, it was pretty amazing, and, you know, to get to to run your own show when you're that young. You know, we had an amazing time.
And I'm sure it's been fun being a part of Dr. Ken's show. I tell you, you're a really funny character, Pat Hine, on the show, and I crack up laughing at it, specifically your character and how you really play that great administrator role and kind
of thanks. Yeah. It's fun to play. Yeah, no, it's fun to play. I mean, it's fun to still be telling jokes for a living after 30 years. You know, and to land in the middle of another great ensemble cast is pretty gratifying.
And what is it? How fun is it to work on the set with Ken Jeong? It must be hilarious, isn't it?
It's great. I mean, he's obviously he's incredibly funny off the cuff. He's just like an amazing sort of powerhouse performer. You know, I've said before, he reminds me like of a Marty Short in a lot of ways, and then he's just like this incredible entertainer, especially watching him in front of on our shoot nights in front of the live audience. Like, Ken is just an amazing performer to watch, and Ken, sweetest guy you could ever hope to work with.
And is it somehow you see sometimes, Dave, that that he basically, he's such a showman, he just loves to perform? Is it something just like it, just you could just tell, you know?
He does, yeah. He really loves. He loves the audience, and you can really see it, feel it in his performance. That he just wants to give them everything, and he's like a tremendous like host to the audience when they come in. It's really is like, you know, he's welcoming these people into his house, and he's gonna make sure they have a good time. You know, and that's part of the real. The real fun of doing a multicam sitcom is that, you know, every week you get this room full of people that you get to entertain. And everything stops being theoretical. You know pretty quickly. If you're not getting a laugh, you're not getting a laugh, you know, and you have to fix it.
You know what I also notice about the show, it's really cool about the show, is again, it brings healthcare into the conversation and doctors and specifically what their lives are like, you know, and how hospitals run and specific things, for sure.
Which for me is still a mystery because I'm from Canada.
Right.
Things are very different. Like, I still find the American healthcare system just mystifying. I sort of play the problem in the show. I represent what's wrong with the healthcare system, you know.
Exactly, and so that's the cool thing. And the next episode again on Friday, February 5th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. It's gonna be really a cool episode. Dave's Valentine. Tell us a little bit about that,
yeah.
And some of the cool guest stars that are gonna be on this one.
Well, it's our Valentine's Day show where Ken is helping his son Dave ask a girl out for the school dance, and we have great guests. We have Joel McHale and Danny Putty from Community are both guest stars on the show, and they are brilliant as always. And we're going to try to get every single person that Ken knows in show business on the show eventually.
And you love working with other comedians, right? And talent. On the set, right? It's fun. It just kind of, you guys have...
Yeah, yeah. It's the best job in the world. Getting to hang out with funny people, you know, especially when they're funny and nice, that's amazing. That's like, just, you know, that's the best job you could ever hope to have.
Yeah.
Except for maybe astronaut. Astronaut would be pretty cool, too.
Are you involved in the episode? Do you have something that you give Dave some advice?
I don't give Dave any advice because I don't think Pat's allowed to talk to children. In the episode, we go along. Pat and Damona, played by Tisha Campbell Martin, have started to have an office affair in the last week's show.
Oh.
So that continues in this week's show, and they try to navigate their first Valentine's Day without it getting too romantic.
And what you're able to always do is butt in a way that you just think of administrators and bosses, right? You're the quintessential boss, aren't you?
Well, yeah, he's a guy that doesn't, it never occurs to him that he should shut up. you know, or that he should think about people's feelings. For the most part, he doesn't really know how to interact with people, you know, so he just sort of blunders through and says whatever is on his mind.
Yeah, blunders through, says what is on his mind, and what I think the funniest part is that just, again, you have no bedside humor. Usually it's the doctors that don't have bedside humor. You have none. You don't care what they did or whatever, and you look like you're so organized, yet your life is in turmoil.
Yeah, it's chaos, Pat's a mess. He's a complete mess, but doesn't seem aware of it at all. He doesn't seem to have a firm grasp of the reality of any situation he's in.
All right. Well, Dave, best place to find information on you and learn more about you. Where can we go?
Where can you go? Well, I'm on Twitter, and so far Wikipedia is very accurate.
Wikipedia is very accurate and stuff. And do you have any other projects going on you want to promote, Dave?
No, nothing really right now. We're hoping to do some new stuff for the kids in the hall in the near future. We're sort of talking with each other about that now. So, you know, hoping that'll we'll find a program. We're looking to find a project for the five of us to do together.
Yeah, they said it's really, that's in the rumor mill, right, Dave? What's going on is you guys all getting back together again. So that's in the rumor mill. I had
we got together last summer and did a tour, and we had a great time, and we were together in New York just a little while ago promoting the launch of CISO, that comedy streaming site, and so we've just been, you know, talking about. Maybe writing something for television, like a limited TV series, or maybe a movie, or, you know, but definitely we want to do something together. We get every few years we get an urge to be together.
Well, okay, we have to stay tuned and see when the next news with Kids in the Hall again tonight, Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. You could tune in for Dave's Valentine. And Dr. Ken and Dave Foley, thanks for calling, man. And look forward to it and the Valentine's episode. And best of luck with all your ventures.
Well, thank you so much.
Take care, Dave. See ya. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google+, and also on Periscope, at TotalTutor. And I'm really, really excited about our guest today. Again, you can tweet me, at TotalTutor, and I'm excited to welcome the program from Discovery Channel's Fast and Loud, Richard Rawlings. Richard, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, Richard. I tell you, just to kind of tell us that journey, did you ever think that journey would lead you to where you are today, especially on Discovery Channel and stuff, when you started out being involved in racing and all the different things that you did with cars?
You know, I never did until I started hunting for it. And, you know, about 10 years ago, I started trying to get a show going, and it took a long time, but we got it done, and here we are.
And I'm sure you're excited about the success of Fast and Loud and what you've been able to do on Discovery Channel, aren't you?
I'm very lucky and blessed to be where I'm at, for sure.
That's so key and so important. So tell us the premise of the show, Fast and Loud, for myself, who has not watched it, but I'm going to definitely DVR it soon so I can check it out. But tell us about the show for our listeners that have not watched it. Yeah.
Basically, it just follows my business, Gas Monkey Garage, and, you know, my master mechanic, Aaron, and we find derelict Detroit steel all over the nation and bring it back to the shop and, you know, put our little spin on it and put it back out there on the road. So what's really cool is you're following a real business with real employees building real cars and having to make real money to survive.
That's the cool thing about it. There's definitely reality to this show, Richard. And when you talk about having to rebuild things and make them perfect so that you can make money in your business, but also show your expertise, what a platform it is for the show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's a way to show off what we can do. But you know, there's always more you can do, and there's a fine line where you go, okay, this is enough that we can make, you know, the money to go on to the next one. Because you can get too deep in a car real fast and not be able to get out.
And then that's so important to do that and all these things. And the people that end up finally purchasing this and want this to be reverbed and all these different things, are they as knowledgeable as you guys, or that's why they go to you because you're the experts?
It's a little bit of both. Sometimes people know exactly what they want, how they want it, and just don't have the time to do it themselves. And sometimes, you know, they just think what we do is cool and they want us to do it for them. So it's a little bit of both.
And again, Gas Monkey Garage in so many ways. Once you got on reality television, how did your life change with the garage and everything? A lot, didn't it?
You know, it's pretty crazy, especially when I travel. But you know, at the end of the day, I go to work every morning like everybody else, and put in my day, and come home and make a TV dinner and go to sleep and do it again the next day.
And that's the thing. Nothing's changed in your life, Richard, with the show. And that's the cool thing about it.
Oh no, things have changed. Everything's a lot better for sure. But I'm still doing what I love to do, and still just doing the same every day.
No, that's what I mean. Things haven't changed. You still go to work every day. That's the meaning. You're not.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and where is your garage located, by the way, Richard?
We're just in Central Dallas, right off I-35, about 6 miles from downtown, and. You know, we have a good time there, and got the Bar and Grill down the street about a mile away. And, you know, people come by every day, and we try to get out there and have a little fun with them and let them enjoy a little bit of the Gas Monkey lifestyle.
Have you ever had to do something that's really a simple thing? I'm 6'10", by the way, Richard, and I would love to be able to get in certain cars that I can't because of my height. And, you know, in certain states, they don't allow it. Have you done that before where you change the seats for people that are pretty tall and big?
We have. There's cars that I can't fit in, and we'll have to move the rails back a little bit. We haven't done any cut the car and stretching it like you have to do for Shaq or whatever.
Yeah.
But we definitely have to modify the car to fit the passenger for sure.
And in Texas, you guys are allowed to do it, not like Pennsylvania where the laws are just terrible. You can't get people to do it. In Texas,
we can do anything. Texas is a pretty cool state to live in. I mean, literally, you can walk down the street with a sidearm strapped to you, Old West style. It's pretty crazy.
You love living in Texas, so you can do these things, and life is all about Texas in so many ways. So, again, the show is Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on the Discovery Channel. What episode will be airing on Monday coming up?
This coming Monday is the second part of a two-part where I call Motorcycle Mayhem. We wanted to build a motorcycle, and we got 7 guys back there, so, you know, it doesn't take 7 guys to build one motorcycle. So I had a whole bunch of just different weird stuff sitting around the shop that had collected over the years. So the big bike's Harley Davidson that Aaron is building, kind of his style. I'm not real happy about the style he picked. And then I gave everybody else their own motorcycle and a budget to do anything they wanted to do, and made a little contest out of it. The winner is going to get $1,000, and one of them doesn't even know how to ride a motorcycle. One of them's never built one, you know. So it's interesting TV.
Well, I think it definitely is in so many ways. And I have a story for you, Richard. I couldn't ride a motorcycle. I was a professional wrestler. I was in Bremen, Germany. And they had me, I had to ride with somebody on a Harley in Bremen to the ring on a Harley. So that was a ride for sure. But I had never, so a big wrestler like me had to hold on to this woman, this German woman, taking me into the ring. So I'm glad that's not on tape anywhere. I would be kind of embarrassed, wouldn't you? Kind of that kind of the manliness of the motorcycle. I am not a handy person at all, Richard. I mean, I tell you about my old professional wrestling, and you know, I played college basketball, and I was a sports guy. But man, I never am handy. I always need to call people like you when I'm stuck on things. And so we all have our gifts, don't we?
Yes, we do, for sure.
Well, okay, Richard, best place we can find information on you, learn more about you and all that stuff, where can we go?
GasMonkeyGarage.com or discovery.com/fastandloud.
Well, best of luck and continued success with the show. I'm going to definitely tune in and stuff. Maybe you'll be able to teach me some stuff, right, Richard? So I can start becoming a little more handy.
You can learn a lot of things from the show. You really can.
Well, I need to do that. I need to figure it all out so that finally I'm not going to be the clueless one when the oil light comes on or different things, and I have to ask some of my clients to take care of it for me. But, you know, it is what it is. But, Richard, best of luck. Continued success with the show, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. That was the Total Celebrity Show. Take care, everyone. Everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, Toltuter.net, for more information. Twitter, Toltuter, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, and also Periscope at Total Tutor. And I'm excited to welcome the program Lifetime's Project Runway junior star, Tim Gunn. Tim, thanks for calling, and how are you?
Neil, I'm wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm enjoying to have to talk to you about this and all this situation. Tim, how long have you been with Project Runway for?
Well, since before we even started taping, I was a consultant to the show going back to, well, January of 2004.
Wow. And what have you been amazed at this process and how the show started?
Oh, Neil, I mean, I never dreamed there'd be a season two,
right?
Let alone on, well, we're about to do season 15. I mean, who knew?
What great job security, right, Tim? Continue to have those opportunities and things like that. And the show difference when we talk about Project Runway Junior, tell us specifically the show premise for people that have not watched it and who's competing and stuff.
Well, we take the general construct of Project Runway, which is that it's a competition elimination. A different challenge each week, and a designer will win, and one will be eliminated each week. And we will move forward to a final competition at New York Fashion Week when a winner will be declared. So we follow that construct, but we do it with teenagers. They're 13 to 17 years old, and they are phenomenally talented and phenomenally deft at execution.
Yes,
and they're just, and also they're such wonderful, lovable, likable people. They're just great.
And what do you think that difference is? At this point, they're still down to earth at this point, right, Tim? In a way.
They're too young to be jaded and cynical and to have had any sort of bad professional experience in the fashion industry, because on the regular runway, we work with adults, many of whom have already launched their career. This is a second or sometimes third or fourth launching pad for them to really get their brand out there and known. But these teenagers are still in the incubator. They're not out of it. They're in it. And they just bring an incredible focus and a tremendous tenacity and a tremendous passion to it. They love, love, love doing this. And also, I think a large part of what buoyed them up in the workroom and propelled them forward was the fact that they come from disparate areas of the country. They're from all over the place, but they're bound together by this passion and desire and need
yes.
to do this. So they found like souls, and it was joyous for them and for me. And I had a smile on my face the entire time we were taping, other than the eliminations. I wasn't so smiley.
You felt bad because they put their heart and soul into this, right, Tim?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Now, let's talk a little bit about specifically the difference when you're talking 13 to 17-year-olds to grown women. You have the parents involved as well in this process, so that kind of puts a different look to this as Project Runway Junior as well, right? The parents that are involved.
Well, you know what was interesting? Mm-hmm. Owing to their age and the child labor laws, yes, there is a parent or guardian on site at all times, but the parents were sequestered in a way. They were in a little tented area of our production set with monitors, earpieces, so they could hear and see what was going on. And I don't know what interaction they had with their children when we weren't taping, but they presented no interference to us in terms of making the show. And if anything, they were a support for their son or daughter. So that they were an asset as far as I'm concerned.
And support, and not wanting to put themselves in the middle of this in a lot of ways. And that's great.
Yes.
What do you see?
I agree with you.
Like when you talk about runway models,
no, it could have gone the other way.
Yeah. Oh, it could have. Trust me. Other shows on Lifetime go the other way, Tim. When you're talking about about moms, and I know it every day, owning a tutoring and consulting company, what I deal with moms and how they butt in specific aspects. Now, looking at talking about Tim, the age group. How many of these people you think you see as professional models after this process is over, especially starting this young? Yeah.
Well, professional designers.
Designers.
They're actually not. They're not models. I mean, it's up to them. I mean, if it depends upon how their ambitions and what crossroads they reach. I mean, I'm always talking about life's serendipitous path. You never know where it may take you. But I also want to add one other thing, Neil. Mm-hmm. I thought there would be a huge difference between our 13-year-old Maya and our 17-year-old Samantha.
Yes.
I just thought there would be a huge difference. And in fact, I mean, it goes without saying that the older teens had more experience with this. But I learned quickly, don't underestimate the younger designers. They really brought their game and were just awe-inspiring. Incredible.
See, and that's great. And the creativity and what they bring to the table. And I'm sure, Tim, you're happy about, again, bringing this phase and out to the world about how cool it is to be a designer and allowing girls to have the opportunity. I mean, people to have the opportunity to win this. And so that's what it's great. And getting more and more people interested in fashion designing. Tim, best place we can find information again tonight, the episode, anything to talk about really quickly about tonight's episode?
Well, tonight is our finale, so tonight determines our winner. And we have four finalists going into the finale. And I'll just say that it's anyone's game. Anyone can win this. And I'll just add personally, I'm delighted, but also I will confess, a little surprised.
Oh,
Michael wins.
So we got to tune in tonight to Lifetime Television. What time is the show tomorrow tonight to tune in?
It's 9 Eastern, 8 Central.
All right, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Tim. And the best place we can find information on you is go where?
Go to mylifetime.com.
All right, well, Tim, thanks for calling, and best of luck, man. Take care.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you very much.
See you, Tim. Okay, bye-bye. All right, that was Total bye-bye. Celebrity Show. Take care, everyone.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, totaltutor.net, for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, and also on Periscope at Total Tutor. And I'm excited to welcome to the program from Disney's hit show, KC Undercover, Camille McFadden. Camille, thanks for calling, and how are you? How you doing, Camille?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing great? All right, fantastic. I just want to make sure you're on the line, so... tell us basically how you started as an actor, first of all.
I started it when I was 8 years old. I started in a theater group in Atlanta called Youth Ensemble of Atlanta. And, you know, they helped me become well-versed in acting, singing, and dancing. And, you know, from there, I just wanted to do film and television.
That's cool. So right when you started doing this, you're saying, this is something I love. So you love performing, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely.
It's something that what is it like on stage? Is it kind of like this is when you feel alive? Is once you get on stage, say, okay, this is truly a gift I have.
Yes, absolutely. It's an adrenaline rush, just being in front of a huge crowd and being as loud and as big as you want to be. And, like, even if you mess up, they won't ever know. So you just go with the flow and, you know, you just make it whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, that I remember those days. And, Camille, I don't know if your publisher told you I was a former professional wrestler. So when I was in front of crowds, that just gave me that adrenaline rush as well. If I was a good guy or a bad guy in pro wrestling and performing, the people, the crowd just kept it going. And when you performed on stage, that's with a live crowd, that kind of, gives you some preparation for the difficulties of TV and film, because you have to go, right? There's no messing up once you're on stage.
Yeah. But it's a little different with film and television because, you know, you got the camera, you don't have to speak as loud, and, you know, you do multiple takes just to get a different take on each line that's read. So
tell me the story of how you got hooked up to get the gig on KC Undercover. Tell me that story.
Well, I started in Atlanta. I was with that theater group for about 8 years, and then my mom and I, we moved out to Los Angeles in 2011, and we've been out here for 5 years. So I think it was the third year, I believe it was 2013, that I got the audition. And you know, I got the audition. I auditioned the first time. You know, it went okay. I know there were some things that I needed to improve upon. And the second audition, I just totally just blew it out of the park. You know, I just came in there prepared, ready to do what I needed to do to get the role. And then there was the final stage is called testing, which is like a chemistry read with Zendaya, the star of the show. And then they will put a dad and a mom. So that group that they put, the group that you see on TV now, when they put that together, it was just something special about it. It was very magical. It was like we had always been a family, not us just being thrown together. So, you know, from that point, I knew that there was no way that all of us weren't going to get that job just because of the way, how magical it felt. And I'm sure that the writers and producers of the show felt that as well in the audition room.
See, that's amazing what you talked about, is that you move out to L.A., take your big chance, and then you audition for KC Undercover. What an unbelievable story for you, for sure, right off the bat in your career to get this opportunity. So you get it, and then you just see the magicalness of the group, like the family together. Once you guys tested, you just said, this is really going to get over. This is really going to be something special because you guys worked so well together the first time.
Yes, absolutely.
That's interesting. So, and then from there, you said, wow, working with Zendaya and all that different stuff, that was pretty much a dream come true right off the bat, moving to L.A. and getting a big part like that, right?
Yeah, it was. You know, I have been working so hard. I've been doing it since I was 8, and I'm 19 now. So, you know, just to have an opportunity like this, I'm just very blessed and grateful for it.
Exactly. So tell us about your character and the show. First of all, your character. I guess the show, the premise of the show, and then the character.
Okay. So the show is about a 16-year-old girl who finds out that her parents are spies, and she has to deal with they want to recruit her into the family business, and she has to deal with that double life of trying to be a normal teenager while trying to save the world. And I play Ernie Cooper, Casey, who's the star. I play her younger brother. He is a computer genius, but when it comes to everything else, he's a little clumsy, so doesn't have it all together.
So a computer genius. So are you a computer genius in real life or not?
No, no. I only know the basics.
And when you hear these scripts and you read the script, you're like, oh, I got to figure out what that means, right? For sure.
Yeah.
That's wild for sure. So and the story, I guess, what I think is so cool about this show is that you're talking about undercover spies. A lot of Disney shows don't have the action that this show has. You know, it really is a different type of show than a lot of the shows on Disney. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. I don't think there's been a lapse in this type of action, you know, and it involves family as well. So you can watch it with the family now. So like, it's just very interactive. You got family that you can watch it with, like your parents. The adults can watch it on their own, which is great, too. I've had a lot of older people, like in their 20s and stuff, say, oh, I really love the show. So, you know, it has that aspect for everybody, you know, with the action and the comedy and then the heartfelt moments.
And I think that's the cool thing about it, is that the whole process of the heartfelt moments, the action, a show that specifically, and then working with someone as talented as Zendaya is awesome, right? For sure. You learn a lot working with her.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I learned so much from her. She is a producer on the show. So, you know, she has her creative control and she has her input. And, you know, the writers, they listen to her. You know, that's one thing that she said going in, is that she wants to, you know, she wants to have creative control to embody the vision that she has for the show. You know, so she'll come to each of us and ask, hey, are there things that you, you know, don't like about this character? What do you want to change? What do you think about their style? So she's very hands-on, and that's something that I'm grateful to be a part of and see and learn from, because I would use that when I become a producer.
See, that's cool. Oh, I like that idea. So you want to become a producer someday. So you're watching the whole group and learning from this show how it's all run and how crazy every show is, and say, you want to produce. So that's interesting. Did you always want to be a producer as well?
Yeah. I just started growing into that, you know, my creativity. I definitely want to write and direct as well, just, you know, just to touch all different avenues and, you know, just to see what I like and what I don't like and what I'm good at, what I'm, you know, not so good at. So, you know, just I'm in the experimentation stage of it.
Where do you think this show is going to take you, especially since it's taken off and people, I talk to people all the time. I was telling my daughter, who's 10, I said, I'm interviewing someone from Disney. And she said, who? Because she always plays me like, I don't know who you interviewed. I do interview some major celebrities. Trust me on this. But my daughter doesn't know a lot of them. And I said, oh, I'm interviewing someone from Casey Undercover. And she's like, who? And I told her. And she said, really? I'm going to tell my friends. So what I think that's so cool is this show is really becoming very, very popular on the Disney Channel. And
yes, it is.
This means some big things for you, right? Because sometimes shows spin off to more things than just the television show, maybe a movie someday if it keeps getting as popular as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you never know where opportunities like this will take you, but, you know, it has become a huge platform for me. You know, I'm at the point now where, like, when I walk down the street, people are like, hey, it's Ernie. Hey, can I take a picture with you? We love the show, you know, and I'm still not used to that. And it's still hard for me to get used to that, just because, you know, as I'm walking down the street or I'm living my life not on set, you know, I just feel like I'm a normal person. And, you know, most people don't see me like that because they see me on TV. So, you know, just getting adjusted to that, it's a work in progress, but, you know, I'm grateful for that platform.
So that's interesting. What you're saying is basically now being recognized, things like that, and before that wasn't happening, and getting used to it. And I'm sure that you really are thankful for this opportunity. And when you get to meet with fans, you really want to talk to them and have a conversation with them, because I think it's very important to keep people the love of the show. And then when they get to meet the characters, to see that they're down to earth and are just like you, just a success. So I think that's what you see, is you really value your fans.
Yes, definitely, you know. And, you know, to all the fans that's listening, you know, just don't be afraid to come up to me and ask for a picture, say that you really like the show, you know, because that's one thing that I have noticed, that sometimes the parents have to come over and ask for the picture because they say that the child is too nervous to ask, you know. So just, you know, letting everybody know that, you know, I'm a person too. So, you know, just come up and say, hey.
Yeah, definitely. And are you, you're working on this show. Do you have any other projects you're working on right now as well?
I I got a couple projects in development, nothing I could really say but right now. But, you know, I do have some things that I'm working on and look forward to showing in the rest of 2016. You know, it's the start, so we'll see.
And so what I see from you is basically that this platform is going to open up a lot of opportunities and different things, from film to stage. You want to continue to grow as an actor so that you have – so you learn – as you said, all sides of the business, but by taking on different characters and different roles and different opportunities, that's going to be much easier when you're a producer, isn't it?
Yes, definitely, definitely. You know, and I was able to work with Adam Sandler on Grown Ups 2, and I saw the way that he worked as a producer. So, you know, seeing Z and seeing, you know, Adam work, I'm able to kind of combine the two, you know, with the things that I like from each of them and incorporate it into my style.
Tell us how long it takes to shoot one episode of this show. How long is
the
process?
Week.
A week.
It takes a
wow.
week to shoot to film each episode, 5 days, Monday through Friday. Monday through Wednesday, we rehearse, and then Thursday and Friday is when the camera crew and the booms and, you know, all those people film.
Wow. So, and how many hours a day on set?
It can vary. It can go from8 a.m. to like 5 p.m. sometimes. It depends on our episode. If we have a lot of action sequences, it could go a little longer. So, and then, you know, it just depends.
Are you involved in action sequences as well on the show? Because I've never gotten the chance to watch it, but I definitely know we can check it out on demand for sure.
Yes, I do. I do have a chance to get involved in some action sequences. You know, my character is normally not, you know, the action sequence guy. He's the computer guy. So, you know, he is in the van most of the time, which is like our headquarters. But the end of season one, he gets some action, and then season two, he gets a little bit of action as well. So, you know, you just get to you get to see a different side of Ernie.
Definitely. And the rest of your cast, you talked about Zendaya, you've learned a lot from them as well. And I was seeing the Kadeem Hardison is part of the cast as well. I'm just checking out Wiki right now.
Yeah.
So how is that working with him?
Oh, man, it's amazing. You know, I watched A Different World, so, you know, I know him as Dwayne.
Yeah.
And, you know, I came to him and, you know, he gave me some advice on, you know, like the character, because he saw the similarity in our characters. So, you know, he helped me with some stuff, and, you know, he has been a mentor, and it's crazy because he was one of the first people at the testing stage who I clicked with instantly, and that's how I knew. He was the start of it all. Like, you know, we paired together, and I was like, yo, this, me and him, we are gonna, there's no way, you know, I don't know what it was. I can't explain it, but we just clicked, and our bond has grown ever since.
And so, and definitely, and the whole family in general, do you guys connect offset as well? Because that having that chemistry on set is important as well. Offset, I talk to people that have been on a Modern Family on the set, working as, you know, one of the on one of the shows or stuff, said that how amazing Modern Family's family is, how they kind of really stick together and really work as a family. Is that how your TV family, you try to together have that family type of relationships on the show and outside?
Most definitely. You know, after some episodes, we, you know, go to one of those high spots around town, and we just eat and have a good time. And I feel like that translates well. Like, you see the love on set, and that translates through each episode. So we definitely have such a family atmosphere. We sing, dance, and we joke around all the time. So it's nothing but fun.
Well, I'm excited to check out the show, and I'll watch it definitely with my daughter for sure, because I like the fact of a different type of storyline and a different show, and I love the idea of spies. So I'm hoping this takes off even more and more for you, and you're very motivated, and that's great, and I know you're going to be a successful actor. You are telling yourself you want to do it, you want to learn, and that's the important thing. You want to learn from your craft, and that's awesome. Where's the best place we can kind of follow you and find out more information on you? Where can we go?
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at K-A-M-I-L, Camille underscore McFadden, M-C-F-A-D-D-E-N.
Well, Camille, I really enjoyed the conversation, loved learning about it. Your story is a very interesting story, but I think the show, people definitely have to check out KC Undercover on the Disney Channel, and it airs at different times, but what's so great, and I think that you like that too, is tell your friends, hey, just go on demand, right? And check it out right there.
Yeah.
On demand.
Yeah.
You can catch up on the episodes for the next season. And also, I'm sure Netflix and all those places have it for season one if you want to keep up with it. Because I think with a spy show, there's definitely a twist in the show, right? It leads throughout
the season. Oh, yes, most definitely.
To a big finale for sure. Great. Well, fantastic. And I love the fact of, again, the opener with the music and all that. So, Camille, best of luck. Thanks for coming on the show. And we'll definitely connect
Thank
again.
You so much.
Let me know when you have any new projects or new things. Reach out to me. I'll definitely have you back on, okay?
Absolutely. I would love to. Thank you so much.
All right, Camille. Take care. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
All right, bye. That was the Total Celebrity Show. Take care, everyone.
And why do you think YouTube is so real? What do you think the thought process of why YouTube is such a real thing?
I think it's really transparent. It's a lot of people in their own homes talking directly to their own cameras, editing their own faces. There's no casting directors that are choosing these YouTubers to make videos. There's no production team. I mean, now there are bigger productions. There's a lot of people involved in a lot of different things. But for the most part, the real core of YouTube are personalities that are authentically themselves, that are creating their brand just by themselves, which is pretty amazing. I think every YouTuber is kind of a one-person production team, and that takes a lot of work. And it's to me, it's really respectable.
And it's giving people the opportunity that might never have had that opportunity, that people that are entertained by specific things that are down to earth are different, are real compared to, you know, sometimes the scripted stuff that's on reality television to the scripted stuff that's on TV. You have a choice with YouTube now,
mm-hmm.
for sure. So tell me about Grace and Style, for sure, Grace. Talk about that. Tell us about that.
Sure. The new book, Grace and Style, The Art of Pretending You Have It, it's a tongue-in-cheek parody style guide. My first book was a tongue-in-cheek self-help guide, so I kind of moved on into the world of beauty and fashion, which is something I'm really curious about as a female in the world, and something I don't feel like I have a total handle on. So I read a lot of beauty guides, and they all seem to present this very polished amount of information that seemed like a lot of repetitive information kind of packaged slightly differently. And so I wanted to create a book that provided the alternative point of view, that, you know, wrote about things that made fashion and beauty a little less serious, a little more silly, and were able to kind of shake it up and create just a really fun environment for beauty and fashion. And it's not just tips and tricks.
There's a lot of
really fun variety of things in there.
Now, so that's interesting, Grace, when you talk about that. I mean, the thing is about style and stuff. What do you define as style that's different than maybe some of these other magazines or other things out there?
I think personal style is defined by the things that make you comfortable and confident. I think one of the most attractive qualities of another human being is them feeling comfortable with themselves. And so when I was younger, I know that the one piece of advice that I wished a female especially would have told me was that you don't have to be sexy if you don't want to.
Right.
You don't have to get what you want in the world, which I think for girls especially is important to hear, because many times you are bombarded by imagery in media and wherever that is overtly sexual, and so you're left to believe that's the only way you'll be valued. And so I found it was really important when I came to the epiphany that I didn't have to be sexy to be interesting or entertaining. And I'm hoping that maybe that idea resonates with at least one other young girl out there.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Grace. You're so right about that, the way the fashion works or different world is you have to be sexual in certain ways. You have to be, you know, in a way, mm-hmm. just clubbish and not this nice
right.
Women presenting themselves with class. The types of fashion
absolutely.
that we're not seeing anymore. I have three daughters of my own, and I want clothes that is going to be classy and show that they're young girls and soon young women, and that portray, not this here you go, here it is, bam, here's the entire package, and it's all
right, right. It's like your body is like the internet in a way. If you put something out there, you can't take it back, so you have to be, I think, err on the side of caution is my kind of approach to things.
Definitely. I think that erring aside the caution is a very good idea, Grace, because, isn't it horrible what you see some of these young girls dress like and stuff and what they have to offer fashion-wise? It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place. And I think if you feel good and confident being sexy, that's wonderful. But there is an alternative out there. So I think it's a matter of finding what works best for you and where you feel your body and mind kind of come together and present the best version of yourself.
That's definitely true. And that's the important thing. So what would you say is the best the best way to dress in the workplace? And I know you talk about that in the book and stuff. Yeah.
The book is fun because when I was reading a lot of other beauty guides, they all told you what you should wear to work and what you should wear to go out. And so I wanted to provide the alternative point of view on what you should not wear to work and what you should not wear out. So things like tinfoil are important to note that you should not wear to work. That not very comfortable, and microwaves can cause an issue if you have those in the workplace. So there's a whole list of things like that I think are fun to read.
Definitely, and it is what it is. And when we talk about those things, Grace, and just the whole thing, how would you say, who would you say portrays that look for you? That look of Grace that I bring up, that whole thing, and look, the look of specifically style for a woman that and the way they dress.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a sense for you, but not for all women want that sense. But what is your sense?
I find that some of the most stylish people, Grace Kelly obviously was a very beautiful icon. I think Kate Middleton dresses fantastically. I love people like Emma Stone and Emma Watson. Michelle Obama, I think, always looks absolutely wonderful. But then I love clothing like what's on Where's Waldo. I think he dresses really well, too. I like the Hamburglar, wears stripes that I'm a big fan of. So it's a wide spectrum for me.
And your YouTube channel portrays a lot of the style stuff. You give style tips every week on your YouTube channel, correct, Grace?
Yeah, I do a lot of tongue-in-cheek kind of beauty videos and then some other lifestyle type of things.
Well, I think that's great. And what I like the fact that you talk about is, again, style. The two bad thing is the most expensive clothes to buy are always the most graceful, not the you go and find other stuff and it's not as professional looking and different things. So that's the important part, is you have to learn to dress with style. And that's what Grace can teach you. So, Grace, where's the best place we can find information on you, purchase your book, and learn more about you? Where can we go?
Well, the book is available in all bookstores, Grace and Style, The Art of Pretending You Have It. And I'm across all social media platforms. My username is just Grace Helbig.
You know, it's amazing. I keep telling my wife about these YouTube and channels and everything, and I'm going to definitely have her tune into it. She's into a lot of the makeup channels, but I'll get her into watching yours as well. So thanks for calling, Grace.
Yes, and best, please do.
And best of luck. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.